Hello everyone, this is Turd Flingy Monkey and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Sohemi Oral Sex Male Pocket Pussy from Sohemi. So on the surface, this is a pretty standard double entry hard shell kind of pocket pussy. Now, the shell is important. So on this side you have a mouth and on the other side you have a vagina. The channels are connected. So you can stick your finger, here, I'll show you. I'll stick my finger in the pussy. Like, I can't get it all the way through, but like you can touch your fingers in the middle, like a Chinese finger trap. But anyway, so the point of this is you can use it as a pocket pussy or you can use it as an oral sex kind of pocket pussy. It does have a tongue, so it doesn't have teeth. There's no hard or soft teeth, but you get two different orifices. Now, in addition to giving you a little bit of variety, like if you want a blowjob, you can use this end. If you want a pocket pussy, you can use this end. In addition to that variety, it's extremely easy to clean. You can just run water through one hole and the water will come out the other hole, which makes it very easy to clean. Now, the reason why you want this in a shell, as opposed to just having it just, you know, flopping around, is because the reason why it's easy to clean also makes it easy to have your cum escape. So let's say you're using this as a pocket pussy and you don't have the cap on the end. Well, you're using it and then you cum in it and the cum could fall out, drip out, shoot out of the mouth. And then you have like cum on the floor and you know, your room smells like bleach. So you don't want that. So whenever you're using the toy, whatever end you're not using, you want to put the cap on it. So if you're going to use this as a pocket pussy, put the cap on the mouth end. If you're going to use this as a oral sex kind of pocket pussy, hold on, let me make sure, there we go. Then you want to take the cap, put the cap on the other end. Now, one interesting feature of this toy specifically, which I haven't seen before, is they chose to make the plastic out of a flexible plastic. So you can see I can squeeze it pretty well. It's a flexible plastic. I mean, it's not like soft. It's still hard, but the plastic is somewhat flexible. So, I mean, this doesn't squeeze too hard, but like this particularly, this is a good kind of squeeze to it. So the squeeze is nice because it means you can tighten it. And it has, the plastic has a plastic kind of a twist type of design. So as you're squeezing it, rather than feeling your fingers, you're gonna feel this twist texture. So, I mean, this is cool. It's like an additional feature and it doesn't use batteries. It doesn't use any type of mechanical thing. It's just a pocket pussy in the shell, which is good. Cleanup is a snap. You can put the caps on the ends you're not using. So you can make sure that this doesn't make a mess. So that's good. And then it's squeezable. So while you're using it, you can squeeze it as you're stroking, you know, yourself to give it kind of like a Kegel effect. Like the girl is tightening her pussy on you. So very good. It's a simple design, but it's very effective. Now, cleaning this is going to be a little bit interesting. The fact that there's no electronics means you don't have to take it out of the shell to clean it. But let's say for whatever reason, you take it out of the shell. You can use this as a standalone toy without the shell. You'll just feel your fingers on yourself. There's also a chamber for a bullet vibrator. So if you own a spare bullet vibrator, you can put the bullet vibrator in this little chamber and add vibration. That's not part of the toy, but it does have a spot for you to add a bullet vibrator if you own an extra one. So there's only one. There isn't one on each side. Now here's the problem. How do you get this back into this toy? Because this is very stretchy, very squishy. How do you get this through? So on the website, it recommends using a plastic bag. So I'm gonna use the actual bag. So this is the Sohemi. This is the bag that it comes with to store it. You can use this to put the insert back into the shell. I'll show you how to do that. So step one is you put the insert into the bag. Obviously, after you clean it, after you dry it, after you do everything like that, you can put the insert into a bag like this, or it could be a plastic bag, it doesn't really matter. Okay, so now the insert is in the bag. You wanna put bottom side first, put the bottom side in the toy. Now you'll notice this is the problem. Once you get it about halfway in, it's gonna compress. It's really hard to get it out. And you don't want to pull on it because you could stretch it and break it. But putting it in the bag, the reason why you do that, once you push this in as far as it'll go, you can grab the bag and you can basically pull the bag out. Now the bag is less stretchy than the toy. So the bag will actually drag the toy out. And then once you have it out, you just grab a hold of the insert on one end. Okay, so I got the pocket pussy end, and then I'm just gonna remove the bag. Yeah, whatever. All right. Okay. Cool. Well, came out little threads. All right, so, okay. Anyway, so then you put it back. So if you have to take the insert out, maybe to get to the bullet vibrator, maybe because you want to turn it inside out or something, you can use a bag to put the insert back into the shell. Because if you try to just push through, it's going to reach the middle and it's not going to want to go any farther. And if you grab and try to pull it, you may stretch it and damage it. So the bag method is preferred. And there's instructions on the website. But that's about it. That's about all there is to this toy. It's a very simple, basic design, but very effective. Again, it has the... Well, let me show you the two textures. So the vagina texture... All right, let me get in there. The vagina texture has a basic kind of ring design, and then there's studs lower down. So that's the vagina texture. The mouth texture has a tongue, and then you can see the studs. So each texture is designed to look like the real thing, but then once it kind of gets in this middle section, it's kind of a universal studded texture. And so this is like kind of vagina, this is mouth, this is like universal studs in the middle. And again, it's one channel that goes all the way through, which makes cleanup easy. So that's it. It's a good toy. If you don't own a toy like this, or if you do, I really like this flexible shell. It does the job as a lot of other shells, but because it's flexible, you can give yourself this kind of tightening effect, which is cool. It's something I'd like to see more toys do. And it's a simple, it doesn't use batteries or anything, which is great. So this is a good simple toy to kind of bring if power is gonna be an issue. Like if you're gonna go like camping or something, you wanna make sure you can beat your dick. You don't wanna bring a toy that uses batteries, because what if you can't charge it? So a toy like this is perfect in a low power situation, because you have a lot of versatility, easy to clean, and it doesn't use any batteries or do anything complicated. So that is the Sohemi Oral Sex Male Pocket Pussy. It's normally $34. I do have 15% off coupon code. So use the 15% off coupon code in the description to save 15%. But this is a good toy. Good toy if you're interested in a toy like this. So thank you, Sohemi, for sponsoring this video and for sending me this product. Remember the 15% off coupon code in the description. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.